For marketing agencies and social media managers looking to prove the value of their work, I've got something special for you. Agora Pulse is not only Social Media Examiner's tool of choice as an all-in-one social media management tool, it also allows you to track the traffic, conversion, and revenue from every social post, comment, and private message. Learn how to prove your social media ROI with a free training or a free trial by visiting agorapulse.com/SME today. Again, agorapulse.com/SME.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
On today's show, we're breaking down all of the latest news about Instagram and especially the most important stuff for marketers, including becoming easier now to work with influencers. So this is a great update. Some things that are being tested that are expected, and then some things that are being tested that we're like, wow, where did this come from? As well as some really cool updates with stickers, which can easily allow us to make much more creative content. All right, we're going to jump into all of that right now. My name is Jerry Potter. Yes, it rhymes with the boy wizard, host of the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, where we break down all of the latest social media news and what it means for marketers like you.
AI has been a massive disruptive force over the past year. That's why we're excited to announce our brand new show, introducing AI Explored. It's a weekly show hosted by me, Michael Stelzner. If you want to understand how to put AI to work, this is the show for you. Each week, we'll dive deep into using AI to your advantage. We're talking the practical, tactical stuff that I know you're probably craving. Search for AI Explored on your favorite podcast app, and happy listening.
Today, I'm joined by Chelsea Pites. Chelsea teaches sales professionals how to leverage social media and technology to build a powerful personal brand and develop content that generates real leads. She's also host of the Chelsea Pites podcast, and her most recent book is called What to Post. Chelsea, welcome back to the show.
So nice to be back, as always. And we're talking about Instagram again, because there's all these future features, finally features, things that we don't even know what they are, what they do, but we're here to talk about all of them.
Yeah, so let's start with the stickers update, because I know you're a big fan of stickers, and then we'll get into some of the other stuff. So what are they bringing in now with stickers that we can be using on Instagram?
I think I'm a big sticker fan because I actually had sticker books when I was a kid. So it's not quite the same, but I am excited. We've talked about this before. They have an Instagram backdrop sticker. Now, I've had this one for a while. It seems as though I've had this before other people, because I kept showing people and they're like, well, what the heck is that? But essentially what they're doing is using AI to isolate you in the photo that you're taking in the story and change the background. And what happens is you can tap this little button, and it kind of looks like a little flip button with the person, and it gives you some random ideas. I think it might even actually have a little dice icon, like go ahead and roll the dice and see what it gives you as far as the prompts. And it could be something like Las Vegas or cute puppies. And then you can also enter in anything under the sun, any words, any phrases, and it will generate you some AI backgrounds that you can then use and then share to your story. Now, the thing with this one is once you share it to your story, it automatically applies a prompt where it's going to try to encourage the person who's viewing your story to also try it. And you can't take that prompt off, but nonetheless, it's still pretty cool.
Okay, so essentially it's using AI to generate video from nothing, which, you know, for everyone that was at Social Media Marketing World last week, we saw how crazy amazing it's getting at that. It's not, you know, it's not feature films yet, but it's getting a lot better. And so, and then is the other person using the background you created? Is that what it's encouraging them to do?
So essentially what happens is it's a static background. So it's not actually a video moving yet, but they do have like a static background. I think I did one where I said on a castle on stairs, and it literally cut me out and put me on a castle staircase. And it looked pretty darn good, except I did have six fingers on one hand. And then you post it to your story, and it has, like, you know, kind of like when they have that sticker that's, is it add yours? It's kind of like that, where it encourages people, they click it. And then I think what happens is they're walked through the prompts on how to create or change their own background in their next story.
Okay. I love watching stories. I don't post stories very often unless I'm traveling and doing something I feel like is more interesting, but I kind of want to go in and play with it now and see how many fingers I have.
It's pretty fun.
Okay. And then also another update around the cutout sticker. So update us on what's going on with this.
I'm also a big fan of this one, and I'm excited to announce that it's no longer just static stickers. Yes, you can cut out a video GIF of someone else's story. So let's say you're traveling to Universal Studios, and maybe I want to cut out for some reason of Jerry and Jerry's family. I can cut you out. And as long as it's public, so you've posted that story or that video to the public, and you have to make sure that your settings are turned on, because I believe it's an default opt-in that you are allowing people to take your videos and cut things out of it. So I think you will have to go in and turn that off if you would prefer that people do not do that. But for all intents and purposes, let's pretend yours is on. I can go ahead and cut out this little video of you, and you then become a little GIF that I can add to not only stories, but also reels. And that's pretty exciting. I haven't tried it yet. I do have the cutout for just the static sticker. So my assumption is it'll work very similarly, where you'll tap the icon and then it will kind of automatically outline whatever person or people are in it. If you don't like that particular outline, you can start tapping other areas and it will get a little bit bigger, and then you'll be able to save it. And it usually shows up sort of like in a, not a menu of stickers, but the last few stickers you've created, or cutouts, I should say, you'll see those up at the top of your sticker menu when you tap open to it.
Okay. And one note with this is if somebody deletes the original content you pulled the sticker from, then it'll also delete your stuff, like we see happening with music and things like that.
Yeah.
All the time. Fortunately, for most of us, I don't think it's that often, but it certainly can be frustrating. All right, some new updates to DMs and the inbox, which may be helpful for businesses and marketers, as well as it's becoming easier to work with influencers. If that's something you've never jumped into and want to dabble with, we'll give you updates on those here in just a second. By the way, if you're listening to this show right now, you probably like marketing podcasts. So do you know we have two other marketing podcasts for you? Publishing Weekly since 2012, the Social Media Marketing Podcast helps marketers navigate the constantly changing marketing jungle with expert interviews from leading marketing pros. Chelsea, you've been on that show, right? Michael Stelzner?
I have.
Okay. Yeah. This was one of my favorite podcasts even before I worked here. So this is about way more than social media marketing, though. And then also the Marketing Agency Show, a must listen for marketing agency owners and employees. You can check that one out. It's each week explores opportunities and challenges faced by agency marketers specifically. All right. So after this episode, you can go to socialmediaexaminer.com/shows to check out the other marketing shows. Again, socialmediaexaminer.com/shows. So new filter is being added to the inbox, the DMs on Instagram, which I feel like is already a crowded place because of what we got. But what is this new update that they're rolling out now?
This is included in the efforts that they are trying to make Instagram a more friendlier place, a place where you can control who talks to you, who sees your content in a variety of ways. And I'm really excited about this one. I do have this one. It's rolled out. And the filter is people you follow filter. So you can go into your chats and you can actually scroll over and you'll be able to see the content that is just, or the chats that are coming just from the people that you follow, which is great because maybe you want to reach out to those people first. Maybe you're an influencer who's getting a lot of incoming DMs from people that don't follow you yet. So it is a little bit of a way to help you organize and figure out who you want to get back to first. And also organize from there too. So I'm actually really excited about that one.
And I know this is new, but do we know, is this applying to all the different types of accounts, business and creator and personal?
You know what? It didn't say that, but my assumption is it's going to probably be for everyone. I personally have a creator account and it's on mine.
Okay. Yeah. Because we already have primary, general channels. Of course, the broadcast channels are in there. Requests. So this is going to be something we're going to have to scroll to.
Yeah.
There's not enough room right now. I don't have it yet, but, and I have a creator account as well. So, okay, we'll watch for that. And I think, yeah, anything that helps you get to the people, if you're getting a lot of direct messages to connect faster, is obviously well worth it. And then another feature that is officially rolled out now, which is the ability to turn off red receipts, which is where basically someone can't tell whether or not you've read a message, right? Have you played with this one yet at all?
Yes. And I know we've talked about this. This has been, you know, coming out or being tested for a long while. So it's officially out for all and very similar to your cell phone, where you can actually turn off your red receipts on your text messages if you want to, for whatever reason you want to. And I tried to find it many times and I could not find it in all of the areas that the blog said it would be on and which area of the settings. I honestly could not even remember and tell you where I ended up finding it. I stumbled across it and found it in a place that I didn't expect it to be. And I did turn mine on just to, you know, have it on and check it out. But I did find it eventually, but it was not in the obvious spot that I thought it was going to be in.
Okay. So it may be hard to find. Yeah. I feel like this should be the default on all messaging platforms in all places. There's no reason. I mean, it's nice, I guess, from the other side, like, oh, have they seen this message? But none of us need that anxiety of, you know, somebody going, oh, well, I saw it and you haven't replied. And
right.
And I think mostly as humans, we don't necessarily reach out and say that. We just awkwardly become passive aggressive.
Exactly. And what really happened is maybe I just got a phone call in the middle of checking my messages and then totally forgot.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So this has officially rolled out and hopefully you will have it if it's something that you want to turn on. So influencer marketing, it was a big topic at Social Media Marketing World along with AI and some other things, but it's always scary. I think if you're a brand or a marketer who's never done it before, like, did this person buy followers? Are they going to follow through? Am I going to send them money? They're not going to do anything, you know, whatever it might be. So I really love that the platforms are making it easier to start these relationships. So what is it now that Instagram is rolling out to make this a little bit easier for marketers?
Yeah, they're helping in using AI to sort of match people and help those people, those companies and brands who are looking to connect with an influencer in that creator marketplace. It's going to help them to easily more discover the types of creators that may fit best for their campaigns. And so as a creator, now you're going to be able to be found hopefully more often and be found by brands and companies that align with you and your creative style and who your audience may be and vice versa. So I think it's a one step towards what you kind of alluded to in the vetting process, which is still a very new industry sort of in the influencer world of, yeah, how do we know that this person is able to do this? So it's nice that it's sort of in this marketplace that is going to definitely help creators get found by brands easily and more often. And then those brands, it will help them find those creators that hopefully have those audiences that they're looking for.
And looking at the fine print, just to avoid frustration, this is supposed to be kind of rolling out over the next several months. You may not see it yet, but you can find the creator marketplace inside of Meta Business Suite for Instagram. And then also this creator marketplace is going out to a whole lot more markets. So if you didn't have it before, you may now. They're planning to roll it out to Canada, Australia, New Zealand, UK, Japan, India, and Brazil. So lots more opportunities there. What's often the most interesting, bizarre part of this show is, what are the things that they're testing? And some of these, you know, when we see them, we go, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Or why didn't they have this a long time ago? And then some we go, what is that? So let's start with the thing that they're testing now for Instagram Lives. Chelsea, tell us a little bit about this update.
I'm not sure if they want to get more people to use Lives or they want just to have more gamification, but this is going to be games that can be taken or can happen live. So let's say I'm going live and we could play a game and it could be like this or that. So they said it's a this or that prompt where the broadcaster can share two options and ask viewers to choose between them. Or you can do trivia, which will be multiple choice questions where people can answer in real time. So I think for some creators, it could be really fun and align with their brand and their audience and their niche. I think they're also trying to compete with the robust live streams that are happening on other platforms as well. So hopefully some more interaction. I don't know if this one will stick, if this one will roll out, but we'll see what they do with it.
When I first heard the concept, like, we're adding video games to Instagram Lives, I'm like, is this like a Twitch thing? You know, like, which is a whole insane industry, right? People watching people play video games live. But now that I see it, I mean, this or that sounds more like a poll. I think anything we can add to them is really, really effective. And, you know, you mentioned other platforms. Sometimes when I'm live on Zoom or something like that, you can put up a poll and I think it's really engaging for somebody to kind of go, oh, let's see what else other people think here right now, assuming you've got enough people there.
Exactly. You know, to vote. Well, hopefully you have more than two people there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Looks like we're exactly 50-50. That's so interesting. All right. So that's one thing they're testing. The next one is all about another thing they're testing to actually be able to get more sales from Instagram. So tell us about this one.
E-commerce and shopping is alive and well on Instagram, as you know, and I certainly do because it gets me every time. And it's just so darn easy to buy stuff from there. So this idea is now that you're going to have a get order sticker that you can apply to your post and you can attach it to your story post. And then the idea is that somebody will be able to just click it and then even more easily purchase it. So I don't know when that's coming out. It is a test currently, but you might be seeing that get order sticker that shows up in your story. And I don't think that they mentioned Reels. I think they said only specifically story in that article.
Yeah, that's what it looks like as well. And then another thing that they're testing is an ability, and we've heard about this for a while, but it seems like they're leaning into this more, the ability to view how your feed posts will look on your profile grid before you hit publish. Is that right?
Exactly. And for anyone who has made Reels and you have made the cover photo or the thumbnail and you have adjusted it, you can actually adjust it so you can kind of see what it might look like in your grid. But that grid that they put that in for you to view it is grayed out. So think of it as you'll be able to like see your actual grid and then kind of adjust from there just to see what it looks like. So if you have a specific aesthetic or a theme that you are trying to maintain, you'll be able to better view what that looks like visually before you actually post it.
So here in March 2024, and be honest, how important do you think the appearance of the grid is?
I think it depends on what your audience is looking for. As far as if you are focused on a lifestyle or aesthetic brand, then perhaps the caliber of the photos in most or all would be different than a personal brand who is mainly sharing educational content and building and making all of their content just directly within Instagram without a studio, etc. But keep in mind that when someone comes to your profile, they usually are not going to come back after they follow you. So there is an element of having a scannable grid and a grid that can easily communicate what your brand is about, who you serve, and what your topics are. But once they follow, they're not usually going back to see everything in that pattern or that theme or that grid. They're just waiting for it to fall into their main feed. So I say if it's stressing you out, stress no more. If you love it and it brings you joy to curate and make it aesthetic and themed, you have the time and you're not spending 12 hours in Canva tweaking and you love that, go for it if it brings you joy. But if it's stressing you out, just know that very rarely are people going to see that content grid all in one place.
Yeah, well, and that's a great point. And this is true of all of our social platforms. When somebody looks at our profile or page, it's usually very early in their customer journey. And it reminds me of two things from social media marketing world last week. One that you talked about in your talk and then one that I talked about. You know, you talk about how when somebody goes to your profile, especially for Reels and things like that, you want to make it very clear what they're about. And it doesn't necessarily mean making a custom thumbnail, but at least choose a thumbnail so they can at least see, okay, that's what I want. Or that I want to see that. The other thing in my talk, and I've been saying this for years now, bingers are buyers. So when somebody watches a bunch of pieces of your content, we think about somebody, just like we talked about, they just, you know, figured out how you are. One of your reels went viral. They come check you out. They may or may not choose to hit follow in some cases, or maybe they hit follow and they don't engage their next couple of things that come up and they never see you again. But if they come to your profile and they watch two or three or four things in a row, all of a sudden now they're way more likely to go to our websites, join our email list, all of these different things. So that I like, and I think that's a great way for us to look at it as marketers, is, you know, use this preview to say, okay, how does this look in terms of, you know, can I get somebody binging? You know, use the three pin posts at the top, use calls to action in your content. So often we want our call to action to be like, go join my email list or, you know, something off of Instagram. But it's like, get them to go just watch another piece of content and another piece of content. And it's so powerful in that way. Do you utilize pin posts on your profile?
I love pin posts. I think they're so underutilized. And one tip I have for that is it's really tempting to put maybe your quote unquote best performing reel or post up there. And in some cases, that's what you are going to include there. What I use it for is information that I don't want to get lost if somebody needs to scroll, because they're probably not going to scroll and find it. So for me, I have a piece of content that talks about how people can work with me. And then I also have one of my favorite pieces of content that shares a perspective that I have that I think can give people a sense of learning a little bit about how I work. So that's how I use those pin posts. And I do use three different pinned posts for the main grid. And then on the Reels grid, you can use three different Reels for pinning if you want. So you can ultimately have six pinned posts. You can have three on your main content grid. You can have three on your Reels grid.
I did not know that. So what if you pin a Reel on your main profile grid? Wouldn't it automatically be pinned on the other one?
No, you can actually go, and I have three different ones on my Reels, and then I have three different ones on my content grid. So you can actually make them separately, or if you wanted them to be the same, you could. But the one thing I don't love about the pinning posts, and also Instagram story highlights, is they don't give us an easy way to just drop and drag and rearrange it.
Yeah.
So if you've hit your max, which is three pins, and you want to pin something else, it will automatically just remove the oldest pin and replace it. And you're like, but wait, maybe I want that one. And I don't want the one that was sort of in the middle of the timeline.
Yeah. Especially if one of them you have pinned is from a year or two ago, and then you got to go find it and everything.
Exactly.
Like that. So, okay. Yeah, that's great. It's just a great opportunity. And as we said, think about, you know, that person who's come to you, they're relatively new. Maybe they didn't just find you, but they're probably not way down the funnel at that point. Maybe you've got one thing where they could buy so that, you know, the person who is ready could do that. And I also love to, you know, with some brands, make the three pin posts all work together, which is great. All right. Quick reminder, after this episode, go to socialmediaexaminer.com/shows to start listening to our other marketing shows made just for marketers like you. And Chelsea, where is the best place for people to find out more about you?
Surprise. It's Instagram. You can find me at chelsea.pites. That's P-E-I-T-Z.
All right. And two more shows for you to check out: the Social Media Marketing Podcast and the Marketing Agency Show in your favorite podcasting app, or again, at socialmediaexaminer.com/shows. Until next time, may you be wise with your marketing decisions. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
If you're like so many fellow marketers and creators and entrepreneurs, you're probably wondering, how do I put AI to work? Well, be sure to listen to the AI Explored podcast, a new show from Social Media Examiner, hosted by yours truly, Michael Stelzner. Again, check out the AI Explored podcast.